Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Balanced Stoic. Your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to dive into some serious self-improvement goodness. Today's topic, the power of journaling. I know, it might sound a little old school, maybe even a tad bit boring. But trust me on this one, folks, journaling is like having your own personal therapy session, except you get to keep the couch and skip the hefty bill. Ever feel like your thoughts are just running wild inside your head? Like there's a mental hamster wheel spinning at warp speed. Well, guess what? Journaling can be that lifesaver you need to tame those thoughts, gain clarity, and unlock some serious personal growth. Now, before you picture yourself scribbling away in a dusty letter-bound journal with a quill pen, let me tell you, it's way more chill than that. You can do it on your phone, on a computer, or even just a plain old notebook. The key is consistency, folks. Try aiming for 15 minutes a day. That's all it takes to make a difference. Think of it as a mental detox, a way to clear the clutter and get those creative juices flowing. First off, journaling helps you process your emotions. We all have them, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Writing them down allows you to understand them better, identify triggers, and ultimately develop healthier coping mechanisms. You know that feeling when something bugs you but you can't quite put your finger on it? Journaling can be like a magnifying glass, helping you shine a light on those hidden emotions. It's like therapy for the soul without the therapist's couch. Secondly, journaling is a fantastic tool for self-reflection. Ever wonder why you make certain decisions or fall into certain patterns? Writing about your experiences, successes, and failures can give you valuable insights into your values, beliefs, and motivations. It's like looking back at your life through a different lens, gaining a deeper understanding of who you are and what drives you. Third, journaling can help you set goals and track your progress. Ever started a new year with ambitious goals only to watch them fade away by February? Well, putting those goals on paper, breaking them down into smaller steps, and then checking in on your progress regularly can make all the difference. It's like having a personal cheerleader rooting for you every step of the way. Fourth, journaling can boost your creativity. Ever feel stuck in a rut? Writing freely without judgment can unlock new ideas, spark inspiration, and help you tap into your inner genius. Think of it as brainstorming on paper, letting your thoughts run wild and see where they take you. You might be surprised by what comes up. Finally, journaling is simply good for your mental health. It provides a safe space to vent, process stress, and release negative emotions. It's like a pressure valve for your mind, helping you stay balanced and grounded. Now, let me tell you about a real-life example. Remember that time I started learning to play the guitar? Talk about a frustrating experience. My fingers were clumsy, my chords sounded like a cat fight, and I was seriously tempted to give up. But then I started journaling about my progress or lack thereof. I wrote down my frustrations, my small victories, and even those moments when I felt inspired. Guess what? It actually helped me stay motivated. By acknowledging the challenges, celebrating the wins, and tracking my growth, I realized that learning an instrument wasn't just about mastering the chords, it was about pushing myself out of my comfort zone and embracing the journey. Journaling doesn't have to be complicated, folks. It's about creating a space for your thoughts, emotions, and aspirations to come alive. So grab your favorite notebook or your phone, set aside some time each day, and let the magic happen. Remember, you are capable of incredible things, and journaling can be that powerful tool to help you unlock your full potential. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-reflection. And most importantly, keep that journal flowing. See you in the next episode for another dose of the Balanced Stoic Wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.